Okay, the house will come to order. Ladies and gentlemen of the house, today we are in store for a special treat. We're going to have a special event. We're going to have a little bit of entertainment. And just to preface things a little bit, not long ago I was driving and listening to the radio, and I had heard on the radio a great bluegrass band, and it was actually this show where they go through each track on a CD or album, if you will, and they interview the artist, and they tell a little bit about each song, and then they play the song and kind of talk about the history, and a great show. And I was just so impressed with the sound and the voice that on a whim I called and, actually got on the internet and Googled and got some contact information. And I called and found out that this group was going to be in Portland, Oregon, and then they were headed to Missouri. And so I got on a map quest and I found out that, wow, they had to be coming right through Cheyenne. So I called their manager, and as luck would have it, they drove through, had some snowstorms on the way over, but got here early this morning. So it's my pleasure, and I'll have them come out, and then I'm going to tell a little bit more. My pleasure to welcome Rhonda Vincent and The Rage, the most celebrated band in bluegrass. Please welcome them. I'm gonna do a little bit more introduction here, just so everybody knows. This band honors include Entertainer of the Year Award from the International Bluegrass Music Association and 7 consecutive International Bluegrass Music Association Female Vocalist of the Year Awards. Rhonda Vincent was born into a performing family and from an early age has dedicated herself to understanding and excelling at her craft. She made her debut at the age of 5 with her parents in the Sally Mountain Show. She began playing mandolin at age 8 and mastered an array of stringed instruments from guitar to fiddle. She then made the transition to solo artist in 1986 when she cut her first album. Please welcome them as they provide us some great bluegrass music. Thank you, Rhonda.
Down and make another show. Rolling down the highway, cause we're always on the go. We're
raging love for you tonight.
Let her go, boys.
Make them fingers fly.
We'll be leaving town hall.
Raging love tonight.
We wake up in the morning and we start a brand new day. Try to wake up, Hunter, it's almost time to play. Rosin up your bow, it's time for one more set. Aaron's the gold son, he's 5 just as fast as you can get.
Raging love for you tonight.
Let her go, Ben.
Make them fingers fly.
We'll be leaving town tomorrow, but
raging love tonight.
Our last song, firing up old Martha White, make that diesel moan. It's a whole lot of work. We don't do it for the pay. It's our love of bluegrass music, and it's where we're gonna stay. We're
raging live for you tonight.
Better go, boys.
Make them fingers fly.
We'll be leaving town tomorrow, but we're
raging live tonight.
A change of atmosphere. I had some fun lying in the sun. Daytona's nice this time of year. Saw lovers hand in hand building castles in the sand and doing all the things we did back then. But just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind again.
Time after time,
I wonder if this heart will ever mend.
Oh, just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind again.
Loving thing is everything you'd want a man to be. But when he holds me tight, the feeling isn't right. Sometimes I think I'm never gonna win. But just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind again.
Back on my mind, time after time.
I wonder if this heart.
When I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind again.
Back on my mind.
Time after time, I wonder if this heart will ever mend. 'Cause just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind again.
Thank you so very much. We're Rhonda Vincent and the Rage, and it's our first visit here, and so thrilled that he called us and that we made our way from all the way. We started out in Nashville to Oklahoma to Berkeley, California, to Chico, California, to Portland, and now to Cheyenne. And so great to be here. And we hope that you enjoy some of our bluegrass music. Those two songs are from our new album that he heard on Sirius XM Radio. This is one that we wish that we had been here on January the 8th. And so I guess for a moment, maybe we can pretend that it is the 8th of January. Thank you so very much. On the fiddle, as I've bumped into a couple of times here, we usually have 7 microphones, but we downsized a little bit today. Makes it a little more challenging and lots of fun, though. On the fiddle, he comes from Elizabethton, Tennessee, and he is an award-winning fiddle player. He's an 8-time Fiddle Player of the Year. And the twist that he brings, as I was telling Pam a while ago, this is his 10th year as a member of the Rage. For 8 of those years, he dated my oldest daughter, Sally. Didn't expect that. And this past June, on June the 8th, he made one of his greatest dreams come true when he made me his mother-in-law. So, make welcome Mr. Hunter Berry. Well, I thought this might be a song that you might recognize. This is from the 70s, and I was in junior high, and this song came on the radio. In study hall, if we were really good, we got to listen to the radio, and we got to chew gum. So I remember that day when this song came on. Hopefully you remember it too. It's called Just When I Needed You Most. ¶¶
You packed in the morning, I stared out the window and I struggled for something to say. You left in the rain without closing the door. I didn't stand in your way. Now I miss you more than I missed you before, and now where I'll find comfort, God knows, 'cause you left me just when I needed you most. Yeah, you left me just when I needed you about where you might be. You've written you letters that I'd like to send, if you would just send one to me. Now I love you more than I loved you before, and now where I'll find comfort, God knows, 'cause you
just stay in the 70s for a moment. Here's another song I heard in study hall. And I never, you know, growing up in a musical family up in northern Missouri, it's not exactly the music that my father listened to, but at school I got to hear it. And now years later, when I have my own band, I got to record this song. So here's one that was recorded by Poco, one called Crazy Love.
Just you wait and see. I'll never
crazy love of mine wrapped around my heart, refusing to unwind.
Have Hunter come up and play you a fiddle tune that he wrote. This he has his a solo CD and lots of special guests on that, and this is a song that he wrote that's the title of it, a saying our driver used to have. He said, "Wow, baby," and that's what he called it, in his honor. So here's Hunter Berry.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Too much you'll want to raise. Great job, Hunter. Yeah, no, don't think about that. Well, we have a special dedication on this song to Tiger Woods. Your cheating heart will make you cheating heart. I met a gentleman upstairs. I don't know where he is now, but he thought I was in the wrong place, I guess. And he asked me if I was from here. I said, no, I'm from Missouri. I'm out in the Martha White bus. And he said, I've been to the Grand Ole Opry. Are you? He's not going to say. Okay, there you are. Well, he said his daughter lives in Brentwood. Well, if you, anybody been to Nashville to the Grand Ole Opry? Some of you? So you might have heard of Martha White. We are sponsored by them. This is our 10th year of being sponsored by Martha White. They're the longest continuous running sponsor of the Grand Ole Opry, and they provide our tour bus that we travel in, and we appreciate that very much. So everywhere we go, we like to sing their song, and we would like to get you to help us out with this song, too. So it's not to sing, but I'm going to sing Now You Bake Right. That's when I need you all to say, uh-huh. And then I'm going to sing with Martha White, which I need you to direct to Hunter, since he is married to my daughter. Yes, ma'am. So, uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. Here we go with the original Martha White theme. Kick it off for us, Hunter, will you?
Yes, ma'am.
Now you bake right with Martha White. Goodness gracious, good Lord, Martha White. For the finest cornbread you can bake, get Martha White self-rising flour, the one all-purpose flour. Martha White self-rising flour that's got hot rice. Biscuits, cake, and pie. Get Martha White's up rising flour. The one all purpose flour. Martha White's up rising flour that's got hot rice. Rise and follow me. I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Peter, John, and James could never be the same after they heard him say, I'll make you fishers of men.
Ready?
Uh-huh. He said,
rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men.
He says,
rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Cast your nets aside and join the battle tide. He will be your guide. tried to make you fishers of men.
He said,
rise and follow me. I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me. I'll make you fishers of men.
He said,
rise and follow me. I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me. I'll make you fishers of men.
Jesus bore the cross to gather in the lost. Oh, what a mighty cost to set us free from sin.
He said,
rise and follow me. I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me. I'll make you fishers of men.
He said,
rise and follow me. I'll make you worthy.
This is from our new album, and it has such a happy melody, but you kind of got to listen because it has a very tragic ending. And we had a very special guest to join us on the album, and that is Dolly Parton. And she sings on that, on the album, but since she's not here today, Ben, you're going to have to be Dolly on this one, I guess.
You got it.
Okay. So it's one called In the Garden by the Fountain. Oh, that'd be you.
My every waking moment with contentment and happiness. In the evening he'd be waiting. I would go there anticipating.
In the garden past the fountain near the weeping willow tree. By the ivy covered arbor, my one and true love waits for me.
As time passes, it's inclined to more and more I sense to change. Subtle hints and indications, the torch I carried was all in vain. So I said, before you leave me, for old time's sake, will you meet me?
In the garden, past the fountain, near the weeping willow tree. By the ivy covered arbor, my one and true love waits for me.
Then I pleaded, sadly it was all to no one. Then I reached inside my pocket. What happened next I can never tell. He's there still though, no one knows it. Underneath a bed of roses in the garden, past the fountain, near the weeping willow tree, by the ivy covered arbor, my one and true love waits for me. In the garden, past the fountain, near the weeping willow tree, by the ivy covered arbor, my one and true love waits for me.
I guess we have time for one more, and then it's back to business. So thank you for letting us spend a part of your day with you. And we invite you to go to rhondavincent.com. And if you're traveling out and about, well, hopefully you can see a show. We travel coast to coast. We'll even be going to Europe this summer. And especially if you're coming to Missouri, my family hosts a festival in Queen City, Missouri. That's at the top of Missouri in the heart of America. So come join us there. It's over the 4th of July weekend, and it's a five-day festival. My family hosts everything. My brother runs the sound. My mom does a lot of the cooking. She bakes homemade pies, even picks the berries. My dad has 63 acres there, so she picks the berries, makes the crust out of Martha White, of course. But I told her, you know, she made 100 pies last year for this five-day festival. I said, Mom, you can probably just buy some of those. And she said, I said, nobody would know, but she said, I would know. So come enjoy Mom's pie, some great bluegrass music and fun and fellowship. And you can go to rhondavincent.com and I'll take you where that is. And thank you very much. It's first of the year, so a happy new year to you. And we're going to do one more song. It's a Bill Monroe song. Are you still in D? Yeah. It's my version of the Mule Skinner Blues. And see you later. Thank you so very much.
The House will stand at ease for just about 3 minutes, and then we'll get right back to business. Okay, the House will come back to order. We're at that order of business, messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, the Senate's 61st Wyoming State Legislature General Session has now been called to order by President Jim Anderson and is ready to receive any communications you wish to submit. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number two, Mr. Speaker, the following are officers of the Senate of the 61st Wyoming State Legislature. The list is below. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Mr. Speaker, message number three. This is to inform you that the following named persons are duly appointed new members of the Senate of the 61st Legislature, State of Wyoming. List follows. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number four, Mr. Speaker, the following named persons are the Senate employees of 61st Wyoming State Legislature. List follows. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number five, Mr. Speaker, this is to inform you that the Senate has adopted the permanent Senate and joint rules of the 60th Legislature as the temporary Senate and joint rules of the Senate 61st Wyoming State Legislature. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
We are now at that order of business of introduction, reading, and reference of bills. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 19.
House Bill 19, introduced by the Judiciary Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to circuit court judges.
House Bill number 19 is assigned to Committee number 1, Judiciary.
House Bill 23, introduced by the Judiciary Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to sex offender registration.
House Bill 23 is assigned to Committee number 1, Judiciary.
House Bill 28, introduced by the Judiciary, an act relating to children. Sorry, you're supposed to tap. An act relating to children and child protection, shelter care, and initial hearings.
House Bill 28 is assigned to Committee number 1, Judiciary.
House Bill 40, introduced by the Judiciary.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to criminal procedure, compensation for persons exonerated based on DNA.
House Bill 40 is referred to Committee number 1, Judiciary.
House Joint Resolution number 1.
First reading of the bill.
A joint resolution proposing to amend the Wyoming Constitution to eliminate restrictions on the authority of district court commissioners.
House Joint Resolution number 1 is referred to Committee number 1, Judiciary.
House Bill 59, introduced by the Revenue Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to taxation and revenue regarding renewable resources electricity tax exemption.
House Bill 59 is referred to Committee number 3, Revenue.
House Bill 60, introduced by the Revenue Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to taxation of oil and gas field services.
House Bill 60 is referred to Committee number 3, Revenue.
House Bill 13, introduced by the Education Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Hathaway Success Curriculum.
House Bill 13 is referred to Committee number 4, Education.
House Bill number 6, introduced by the Agriculture Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to packaging, labeling, and advertising of honey repeal.
House Bill number 6 is referred to Committee number 5, Agriculture.
House Bill number 7, introduced by the Agriculture Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to veterinary medical practice.
House Bill number 7 is referred to Committee number 5, Agriculture.
House Bill 8, introduced by the Agriculture Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to Wyoming Traditional Food Act.
House Bill number 8 is referred to Committee number 5, Agriculture.
House Bill number 11, introduced by the Agriculture Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Wyoming Food Freedom Act.
House Bill number 11 is referred to Committee number 5, Agriculture.
House Bill 12, introduced by the Agriculture Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to irrigation districts, change of place of use.
House Bill number 12 is introduced to Committee number 5, Agriculture.
House Bill 15, introduced by the Agriculture Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to weed and pest control.
House Bill 15 is referred to Committee number 5, Agriculture.
House Bill 16, introduced by the Agriculture Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Wyoming Beef Council.
House Bill number 16 is referred to Committee number 5, Agriculture.
House Bill 17, introduced by the Agriculture Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to dairy marketing regarding raw milk.
House Bill number 17 is referred to Committee number 5, Agriculture.
House Bill number 18, introduced by the Agriculture Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the quarantine of animals.
House Bill number 18 is referred to Committee number 5, Agriculture.
House Bill 57, introduced by the Agriculture Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to feral livestock.
House Bill 57 is referred to Committee number 5, Agriculture.
House Bill 58, introduced by the Agriculture Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to animals running at large.
House Bill 58 is referred to Committee number 5, Agriculture.
House Bill 64, introduced by the Agriculture Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to property disclosure statements.
House Bill number 64 is referred to Committee number 5, Agriculture.
House Bill 31, introduced by the Travel Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Paramutual Commission.
House Bill number 31 is referred to Committee number 6, Travel.
House Bill 32, introduced by the Travel Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to an appropriation for state archives.
House Bill number 32 is referred to Committee number 6, Travel.
House Bill 37, introduced by the Travel Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to state archives storage study.
House Bill number 37 is referred to Committee number 6, Travel.
House Bill 38, introduced by the Travel Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to administration of government, state archives, new building.
House Bill 38 is referred to Committee number 6, Travel.
House Bill 47, introduced by the Travel Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to state parks, user fee program.
House Bill number 47 is referred to Committee number 6, Travel.
House Bill number 2, introduced by corporations.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to health insurance.
House Bill number 2 is referred to Committee number 7, Corporations.
House Bill 3, introduced by corporations.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to alcohol regarding liquor license transfers.
House Bill number 3 is referred to Committee number 7, Corporations.
House Bill number 4, introduced by corporations.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to insurance, Department of Insurance background checks.
House Bill 4 is assigned to Committee number 7, Corporations.
House Bill number 9, introduced by the Corporation Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to insurance, Department of Insurance licensure revisions.
House Bill number 9 is referred to number 7, Corporations.
House Bill number 10, introduced by the corporations.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to insurance fraud prevention.
House Bill number 10 is referred to Committee number 7, Corporations.
House Bill 22, introduced by the Transportation Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to fuel tax.
House Bill 22 is referred to Committee number 8, Transportation.
House Bill 39, introduced by the Labor Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to health litigation fund.
House Bill 39 is referred to Committee number 10, Labor.
House Bill 49, introduced by the Labor Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to primary care support program relating to public health.
House Bill 49 is referred to Committee number 10, Labor.
House Bill 50, introduced by the Labor Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to health insurance exchanges.
And House Bill 50 will be referred to Committee number 10, Labor. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, now we're at that order of business, appointment of special committee. And having received notice of election contest and supporting documents from the Secretary of State relating to the election of the representative from House District 45, then pursuant to Joint Rule 15 of the Temporary Rules of the 61st Legislature, I hereby appoint Representatives Barbudo, Byrd, Campbell, Illaway, Yagi, Croker, Lubnow, Peterson, and Stubson as a special committee to hear the contest and appoint Representative Illaway to serve as chairman. And briefly, I'm going to go through the procedure that will be followed. If you would like to follow along or refer later to Joint Rules of the House and Senate number 15. That's the guidance we use to go through election contests. And prior to today, we basically set some discovery deadlines and set some notices so that when we got here today and the special committee was named, we'd be able to proceed accordingly. And since today we have named the committee, the rules state that that committee shall hear the election contest as expeditiously as possible. And the rules basically give that committee 4 days after today to decide that issue. After they issue a report back to me. I will bring that to you as the House. And then at that point in time, as soon as practicable, but not later than the second legislative day, following the receipt of the committee report, then we will consider the committee findings and final recommendation. And then only a motion to sustain or reject the election contest shall be in order, and that motion is debatable. There are some rules regarding debate at that time. If you look at subsection E, paragraph 2, A through C, the debate on the motion to sustain or reject shall be limited. No member may speak more than twice on the motion, and no member shall occupy the floor for more than 5 minutes each time he speaks. And there shall be no extensions of time under the rule. So it's very similar to what we do on second and third reading. So if you speak the first time, you're limited to 5 minutes. Then you could speak a second time, and you're limited to 5 minutes. If you don't speak a first time, you don't get to speak a second time. So then at that time, basically, we do not adjourn until we decide that. So it'll just depend on how long the debate is, if any. And then we'll vote, and if a quorum is present, then a majority of the members of the House who are present may sustain or reject the election contest. After a determination is made, then the presiding officer of the House then informs the governor and the secretary of state of that decision. There will be an informational meeting for those who were appointed to the special committee in House 18 upon adjournment. The best guess right now is that the special committee will meet beginning tomorrow at 2 p.m. And, of course, that's open to the public, and that will be in room 302. Representative Childers, are you?
Just whenever you're ready for committee announcements.
Representative Childers. Committee announcements. Representative Childers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number three, revenue. I'll get it straight. Your committee number three, revenue, will meet tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock as an organizational meeting.
Chairman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number one, judiciary, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in room H8. We will have a short organizational meeting, and we will then consider House Bill 19, House Bill 40, House Joint Resolution 1, if time permits, House Bill 28, if time permits, House Bill 23.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in room H18. We will review a Wyoming Infrastructure Authority IREL report. We've invited the Senate Minerals Committee to join us. This is just information on a report that is important to the state.
Chairman Illaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your special committee appointed to hear the election contest for House District 45 will hold its initial meeting tomorrow at 2 p.m., January 12th, in room 302 of the Capitol. And as the speaker just said, all those folks will have just a quick informational meeting right upon adjournment today in House 18.
Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., for have an informational discussion, organization and review of some of the bills that were just assigned to the committee.
Chairman Simlek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House and Senate Joint Ag Committee will be meeting upon adjournment today to receive a forest health briefing from the state forester and from the National Forest Agency in room 302. All members who might be interested in that subject are encouraged and welcome to attend. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Korberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 10, Transportation and Military Affairs, will meet today upon adjournment for a brief organizational meeting in room H10. And I bring to your attention the committee members, this is not our normal meeting room. Our normal meeting room is H17, but the press is currently occupying that for the State of the State address tomorrow. So today only we will meet in room H10 upon adjournment. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 10, Labor, will meet tomorrow, Wednesday, January 12th, upon adjournment in room H17. We'll have a short organizational meeting, and then we will consider House Bill 49, Primary Care Support Program. I also would like to announce that for the full House and Senate, we will have an educational meeting on Thursday morning in the Hersler Building. I'm sorry, I don't remember the number, but you will get a notice on your desk. It will be a very short primer about the federal health care bill and how it applies to states, what other states are doing about it, what Wyoming has done so far in accepting planning grants, et cetera. That will be held at 7:30 Thursday morning, and the same meeting will be held upon adjournment on Thursday afternoon. And that notice will be on your desk tomorrow.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 4, Education, will meet Wednesday, January 12th, immediately upon adjournment in H10 for the consideration of House Bill 13, Hathaway Success Curriculum 2.
Mr. Speaker, can I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
Mr. Speaker, I just wanted to take a second to announce that the Capitol Commission Bible Study will be meeting tomorrow in the Hersler Building atrium at 6:30 a.m. And for the rest of the session, it will be meeting on Wednesdays at 6:30. So everybody's invited.
Okay, I think that I will now call on Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow, January 12, 2011.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Okay. The motion has passed. The House will be adjourned until Wednesday, January 12, 2011, and you need to be in your seats plenty early. Thank you.